Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. British talents abroad. The 32 stars to watch in the 2025-26 season. British stars lighting up leagues abroad. Must-watch talents for the 2025-26 season. In today's global football landscape, British players are increasingly making their mark on international stages, breaking away from traditional paths to embrace opportunities in foreign leagues. This shift not only boosts their careers but also enriches their personal growth through diverse cultural experiences. Once a rare choice, moving overseas has become a strategic move for many from England, Scotland, and Wales, attracting attention from elite clubs worldwide. Icons like John Charles, Gareth Bale, and Chris Waddle paved the way. But now a new generation is redefining success beyond Britain's borders. With impressive achievements in the 2024-25 season, including multiple league titles and cup wins secured by UK exports, the upcoming campaign promises even greater impact. Recent stats show over 50 British professionals competing in top European divisions, up from just 30 a decade ago, highlighting this growing trend. As we gear up for 2025-26, here are key Brits abroad. Poised to shine, compiled in an exclusive roundup, emerging British forces in European powerhouses. The influx of talent from the UK to continents like Europe and beyond reflects a broader evolution in player mobility. Clubs in Spain, Germany, and Italy are keen on the resilience and skill these athletes bring, often integrating them into title-chasing squads. Standout performers from recent campaigns. Reflecting on last season, figures such as Jude Bellingham dazzled at Real Madrid with 23 goals across competitions, while Harry Kane's goal-scoring prowess at Bayern Munich broke records. These examples underscore how British imports are vital to team dynamics, much like how a seasoned conductor elevates an orchestra's performance. Strategic moves and future prospects. Looking ahead, transfers like those to Serie A or League One offer fresh challenges, with players adapting to tactical nuances that differ from the Premier League's intensity. This adaptability could lead to breakthroughs in international tournaments, enhancing their national team contributions. Tracking 30 Brits abroad set to dominate 2025-26. As the new season unfolds, football enthusiasts should monitor these British exports who are ready to influence matches and narratives abroad. From defensive maestros to prolific forwards, this selection covers a spectrum of roles, ensuring thrilling viewing over the coming months. Our curated list highlights those with potential for major accolades, based on form and club ambitions. Why these players could shape the season. Each of these individuals brings unique attributes, from visionary passing to relentless energy in midfield battles. As leagues kick off, their performances might mirror the transformative impact seen in past seasons, where British stars like Michael Owen at Real Madrid shifted team fortunes, akin to introducing a game-changing element in a high-stakes chess match. Global impact and rising trends. With football's internationalization accelerating, expect more stories of triumph and adaptation. Updates from early 2025 transfers, such as potential moves to emerging markets in Asia or the Americas, could further diversify the British presence, promising an exciting era for fans tracking these journeys. Rising British stars dominating foreign leagues in the 2025-26 season. As the 2025-26 football season kicks off, the spotlight turns to British players abroad, who are making waves in international leagues. From established icons to emerging talents, these athletes are not only elevating their careers but also showcasing the depth of UK football prowess on a global stage. With recent stats showing over 50 British exports in top European divisions, a 15% increase from last year this season promises thrilling performances and potential transfers that could reshape club dynamics. Trent Alexander-Arnold's bold move to Real Madrid. Real Madrid's standout acquisition this summer appears to be a budget-friendly gem, involving just a modest £10 million, $13 million, investment to secure Liverpool's contract holdout Trent Alexander-Arnold ahead of the Club World Cup, a choice that may have had mixed immediate results, though his two assists across five matches hint at his immense potential. Amid ongoing critiques of his defensive skills back in England, the 26-year-old defender aims to impress from the outset in Spain, where supporters and journalists are known for their low tolerance toward underperforming high-profile newcomers. Challenges and support in new environment. Alexander-Arnold won't initially have the on-field guidance of his close friend Jude Bellingham. The midfielder has at last addressed a persistent shoulder issue through surgery, likely prioritizing fitness for the 2026 World Cup, and he's not expected back in training until around mid-October, impacting both his team and national side. Upon recovery, Bellingham is eager to reclaim the stellar performance levels from his first year at the Bernabeu, where he quickly became a fan favorite in an attacking position. His output dipped somewhat in 2024-25, but resolving the injury could restore the dynamic English talent to peak form. Marcus Rashford's fresh start in Spain. Another English presence has emerged in Spain, as Marcus Rashford crosses over to the rival side of the Clásico rivalry amid his ongoing separation from Manchester United under Ruben Amorim. This transition represents uncharted territory for the forward as he strives to revitalize his professional path. While it presents a tremendous chance for growth, the intensity of demands and scrutiny will escalate significantly from what he's accustomed to. English football stars shining in foreign leagues. Players to watch this season. Discover the British talents making waves overseas. From established icons to rising prospects, these English players are set to captivate audiences and influence major competitions in the 2025-26 campaign. In an era where global mobility defines modern football, a growing number of English athletes are venturing beyond the Premier League to challenge themselves in Europe's elite divisions. This shift not only broadens their horizons but also enriches leagues like La Liga, Bundesliga, and others with fresh dynamism. As the new season kicks off, we're spotlighting several standout figures whose performances could define their careers and impact their team's fortunes. With the World Cup on the horizon, the stakes are higher than ever for these exports to deliver. Key English talents thriving in Spain's La Liga. Jadon Rashford's pivotal moment at Barcelona. Following a somewhat productive temporary stint with Aston Villa that was unfortunately cut short due to fitness setbacks, Jadon Rashford now finds himself on loan at Barcelona. There's a palpable feeling that this opportunity represents a make-or-break phase for his prospects at a top-tier team, be it with the Catalan Giants or another powerhouse. He must capitalize on this moment without hesitation. Conor Gallagher's quest for dominance at Atletico Madrid. Conor Gallagher embarks on his sophomore year with Atletico Madrid after a reliable introductory season in Spain's vibrant capital. Although he embodies the tough, relentless style favored by coach Diego Simeone, he often found himself displaced to the flanks or relegated to substitute appearances to make way for others during his first term. The exit of Rodrigo de Paul to Inter Miami opens doors for change, and following his initial adjustment period, Gallagher aims to cement his spot as a regular starter in the 2025-26 lineup. With the World Cup drawing near and his England national team position hanging in the balance, recent stats show he's contributed to 12 goal involvements in his last 20 appearances across all competitions, underscoring his potential impact. Tyrus Dolan's bold leap to Espanyol. At the close of July, 23-year-old Tyrus Dolan made a courageous move from Blackburn Rovers, where he spent half a decade, to Espanyol on a no-fee deal. In the championship last year, he notched an impressive 13 combined goals and assists, his personal best, yet it fell short of propelling the historic 1995 title winners back to England's top division. Now stepping into Spain's Premier League for his debut at this level, Dolan has shared his style with Espanyol supporters. "I'm a thrilling performer, agile, straightforward, eager to electrify the crowd." Should the ex-England U20 star replicate his scoring prowess from his days at Ewood Park, he could propel Espanyol toward a top-10 finish in La Liga, especially considering his recent form that includes outpacing defenders in 65% of his dribbles, per updated analytics. English powerhouse is elevating Germany's Bundesliga Harry Kane's unstoppable run at Bayern Munich. Time races by in the world of football, and Harry Kane is already preparing for his third campaign in Germany, boasting an astonishing 85 goals across 96 outings for Bayern Munich. At 32 years old, the England skipper displays no hints of decline, maintaining his lethal edge. Tasked with leading the Bavarian powerhouse to consecutive Bundesliga triumphs after securing the title in 2024-25, Kane also yearns for Champions League glory following Bayern's quarterfinal exit to eventual runners-up Inter. It wouldn't shock anyone if he equals or exceeds his 41-goal tally from the prior season, particularly with his current streak of scoring in 15 straight competitive matches. Jude Bellingham's challenge at Borussia Dortmund. Another British sensation has crossed to the rival side of Germany's classic rivalry, as Jude Bellingham emulates his elder brother Jude by signing with Borussia Dortmund. This came despite guiding Sunderland to Premier League promotion through the playoffs, with Dortmund investing approximately £29 million, $39 million, to secure his services. While the 19-year-old possesses undeniable skill, eclipsing Jude's remarkable achievements at Signal Iduna Park will demand exceptional displays. Intent on carving his unique legacy, Jude must navigate inevitable parallels to his famous brother, potentially breaking free by delivering standout moments that define his individuality. Kearney Chukwuemeka's revival alongside Bellingham. Jude isn't the sole Englishman at Dortmund this term. Kearney Chukwuemeka is poised to conclude a challenging, injury-riddled trio of years at Chelsea by returning to the team where he spent the latter part of last season on loan. His performances there, despite recurring health hurdles, were sufficient to warrant a permanent move. Largely overlooked in recent times, this 21-year-old creative midfielder is resolute in maintaining his fitness and reigniting his progress in Germany. The idea of him teaming up with the junior Bellingham sparks excitement, and with youth on his side, Chukwuemeka has ample opportunity to revitalize his professional journey, building on his record of creating 2.5 chances per 90 minutes in limited appearances. Jarrell Kwanza's fresh start at Bayer Leverkusen. Jarrell Kwanza bolsters the English presence in the Bundesliga by transferring to Erik ten Hag's Bayer Leverkusen. He likely harbors a desire to demonstrate his worth, having excelled at the U21 European Championships for England. The defender sought consistent senior minutes, but Liverpool couldn't assure him of that role. Germany's highest division has proven fertile territory for emerging English defenders lately, and Kwanza intends to show his old club the error in releasing him. He's stepping into a significant role following recent departures, tasked with fortifying a backline that conceded just 24 goals in the 2024-25 Bundesliga season, a benchmark he'll aim to uphold or improve. Scottish stars shining abroad, tracking their journeys in Europe's top leagues. As the new football season kicks off across Europe, Scottish players are making waves in foreign leagues, from the intense battles of Serie A to the tactical showdowns in the Bundesliga. With fresh transfers, injury comebacks, and standout performances, these talents are proving their worth on bigger stages, blending resilience with raw skill amid high-stakes competitions. Bundesliga buzz, key moves and comebacks for Scottish talents. In Germany's top flight, notable shifts are reshaping team dynamics, particularly involving players with ties to Scotland. Oliver Burke's fresh start at Union Berlin. Veteran forward Oliver Burke, hailing from Scotland, has secured a surprising return to the Bundesliga by signing with Union Berlin. This comes after a lackluster three-year period at Werder Bremen, marked by underwhelming contributions and temporary stints in England's championship with clubs like Millwall and Birmingham City. At age 28, Burke is embarking on his 10th professional club adventure, a path that once sparkled with immense promise. Eager to revitalize his career, he aims to recapture the explosive form that first turned heads, potentially turning this into a pivotal chapter in a top-tier environment. Serie A spotlight, Scottish midfielders driving Italian success. Italy's Serie A remains a hotbed for international stars, with several Scottish players central to thrilling narratives of triumph and recovery. Scott McTominay's remarkable rise at Napoli. Imagine suggesting a year ago that Scott McTominay, after departing Manchester United, would earn a spot among 2025 Ballon d'Or contenders. Most fans might have dismissed it outright. Yet, this has become fact, thanks to his pivotal role in Napoli's stunning league victory last season. Crowned Serie A's most valuable player, the dynamic Scottish midfielder is now focused on defending the title in what promises to be a grueling race. Repeating his heroics would solidify his status, demonstrating that his breakthrough was no mere coincidence, especially with recent stats showing him leading in key passes and tackles among midfielders in 2024-25. Billy Gilmore's growing influence in Napoli's midfield. While not as dominant as teammates like Scott McTominay or Romelu Lukaku in Napoli's championship run, Billy Gilmore maximized his 26 league outings. Praised by manager Antonio Conte for his exceptional skills and commanding presence, the compact midfielder delivered poise in possession and robust defensive efforts. Now 24, the ex-Brighton prospect holds untapped potential. He's poised to challenge Stanislav Lobotka for a starting role, and with the arrival of Manchester City legend Kevin De Bruyne, Gilmore could evolve into a true elite force this campaign, drawing parallels to emerging talents who've thrived under veteran guidance. Lewis Ferguson's resilience leading Bologna's charge. Bologna's skipper Lewis Ferguson faced a tough start to the 2024-25 term, sidelined for 4 months recovering from a severe knee injury dating back to April 2024. Upon his comeback, coach Vincenzo Italiano cautiously integrated him, limiting the Scot to 16 starts across all fronts, which affected his initial momentum. Nonetheless, Ferguson regained his edge by season's end, his determination fueling Bologna's historic Coppa Italia win, their first major honor in over 5 decades. A full preseason under his belt positions the 25-year-old to spearhead another push for Champions League spots, with updated injury recovery data highlighting faster return rates for similar cases in 2025. Challenges for English exports in Serie A, paths to redemption. English players with Premier League roots are navigating hurdles in Italy, seeking to reclaim their prominence. Ruben Loftus-Cheek's battle back at AC Milan. Ruben Loftus-Cheek's debut year with AC Milan fell short of expectations, but his follow-up was plagued by setbacks. The former Chelsea youth product sat out 22 matches due to persistent injuries, culminating in urgent appendicitis surgery in March. He bounced back within a month, though it couldn't halt Milan's drop to 8th in the table. With Tijani Reynders' departure creating openings, the 29-year-old has a prime chance to resurgence. Yet, recurring fitness issues have defined his journey, making this a critical juncture to fulfill his reputation as a top English midfield prospect, much like how players like Jude Bellingham overcame early obstacles. Fikayo Tomori's fight for stability at AC Milan. Fellow Chelsea graduate Fikayo Tomori shares a parallel story. Once a cornerstone for Milan, the 27-year-old defender experienced inconsistency last season, frequently rotating in and out of the lineup. Despite dismissing transfer rumors to clubs like Tottenham, he's now under pressure to secure his role. Tomori's situation underscores the demands of adapting abroad, where reliability can make or break careers, especially with Serie A's defensive standards evolving in 2025 amid rising clean sheet averages league-wide. Ex-Premier League stars thriving and struggling in Europe's top leagues. Discover how former Premier League talents are adapting to new challenges abroad, from Serie A battles to League One pursuits, as they aim to reclaim their form and make lasting impacts in competitive environments. In the ever-evolving world of football, many former Premier League players have ventured overseas, seeking fresh opportunities in leagues like Serie A and beyond. This season, their journeys highlight resilience, comebacks, and the harsh realities of adaptation, with some rediscovering their spark while others face uphill battles to secure spots in star-studded squads. Fikeo Tomori's quest for redemption in Serie A with AC Milan. Gaining the trust of demanding coach Massimiliano Allegri at AC Milan will prove challenging for Fikeo Tomori, especially with strong rivals like Matteo Gabbia and the soon-to-join Kony de Winter vying for defensive roles. Known for his no-nonsense approach, Allegri demands flawless backline performances, so Tomori needs to start strong and revive the stellar displays that helped Milan clinch the 2021-22 Scudetto. The departure of another Chelsea alum from Milan. Meanwhile, AC Milan has parted ways with former Chelsea forward Tammy Abraham this summer. His underwhelming tally of just 3 goals in 28 Serie A matches wasn't sufficient to secure a full-time move from Roma, leading the club to loan him out once more, this time to Turkish side Besiktas. Tammy Abraham's rebuilding phase in the Super League. Abraham's shift to Turkey might appear as a downgrade at first glance, yet it could serve as an ideal setting for the 27-year-old to regain his mojo and potentially edge back into the England national team picture. Kicking off impressively with 4 goals in his initial 3 games, he has given Besiktas manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer reason to believe he can propel the team towards Super League glory, especially amid recent updates showing the league's rising competitiveness with international signings boosting attendance by 15% in 2024. Che Adams' successful adaptation at Torino in Serie A. Torino's decision to sign Che Adams on a free from Southampton in 2024 raised eyebrows, but it has turned out to be a masterstroke. The Scottish forward netted 9 times in his debut Serie A season, highlighted by a crucial double against Cagliari, while also contributing 3 assists. From backup to star striker, initially positioned as a secondary option to Duvan Zapata, Adams stepped up to the lead role after the Colombian's ACL injury in October and excelled in the position. With his all-around skills, the 29-year-old has clearly settled into a comfortable spot at Torino, positioning the club for a potential return to the upper echelons of Serie A if he maintains this momentum, echoing success stories like other British exports who've thrived in Italy. Brooke Norton Cuffey's rise at Genoa after Arsenal exit. Arsenal pocketed a tidy £3.5 million profit by offloading academy product Brooke Norton Cuffey to Genoa last year, even though he lacked senior experience. Early on, it seemed a risky bet for the Italians, as injuries plagued him through much of the 2024-25 season's opening phase. Late season breakthrough under a familiar face. Things turned around dramatically as Norton Cuffey featured in Genoa's last 6 league matches under new boss Patrick Vieira, an Arsenal icon who joined in November. His performances earned him a spot in England's U21 European Championship team, where he contributed to their title retention. Now, with sharp defensive instincts and explosive speed for overlaps, the young right-back's prospects shine brightly, much like emerging talents who've overcome initial setbacks abroad. Jonathan Rowe's determination to shine in Ligue 1 with Marseille. Jonathan Rowe openly called his first season at Marseille a letdown, managing only 3 goals across 27 Ligue 1 outings after arriving on loan from Norwich City, though he started just 3 of them, limiting his chances. Permanent move and European ambitions. Despite the struggles, Marseille activated their buy clause for Rowe, and the skilled 22-year-old left winger remains confident in proving himself at the Velodrome, now with Champions League action on the horizon. In a May interview on the club's site, he expressed eagerness, "I'm ready to compete for my position and show I can contribute more." The addition of Igor Pizau intensifies the competition, but Rowe's versatility in central areas could make him a surprise asset for manager Roberto De Zerbi, juggling league and continental duties similar to how adaptable wingers have boosted teams in recent UEFA campaigns. Angel Gomes' rollercoaster journey at Lille. Angel Gomes delivered an impressive 2023-24 season with Lille, earning his made-in-England call-up. The holding midfielder shone brightly in England's 2-0 Nations League triumph against Finland in September, but a red card in October's Champions League game versus Real Madrid sparked a tough period. Overcoming setbacks in Ligue 1 and beyond, a calf injury further hampered his progress, illustrating the fine line between breakthroughs and obstacles for players transitioning from Premier League academies to European stardom. Emerging English stars lighting up League One. Discover how a wave of promising British footballers are making waves in France's top division, blending youthful energy with tactical prowess to challenge established norms and boost their international prospects. In the evolving landscape of European football, League One has become a magnet for young English talents seeking fresh opportunities abroad. With clubs like Marseille and Lyon actively scouting from the Premier League and Championship, these players are not just filling rosters but are pivotal in reshaping team dynamics. This trend highlights a strategic shift, as evidenced by recent transfers that have seen over a dozen British under-23s grace French pitches in the last two seasons alone, contributing to heightened competition and even European qualifications, rising profiles in Marseille's ambitious setup. Angel Gomes, once a prodigy at Manchester United, has embarked on a new chapter with Marseille after a challenging stint at Lille. Despite showcasing his midfield flair with 10 assists in the 2023-24 League One campaign, an untimely injury sidelined him during crucial holiday fixtures. Upon recovery, he struggled to reclaim his spot, leading to the expiration of his contract without renewal. Now at home on a free deal, Gomes links up again with former United colleague Mason Greenwood. Should he maintain fitness and aid Marseille pursuits across various competitions, a recall to the England senior team could be on the horizon for the 24-year-old, especially with his proven creativity drawing comparisons to nimble playmakers like Bernardo Silva. Marseille's affinity for budding English defenders continues with CJ Egan-Reilly, who traded Manchester City's youth system for the vibrant shores of southern France. Opting for League One over other paths, this versatile backline talent was instrumental in Burnley's stingy championship defense, conceding just 16 goals across 46 matches en route to promotion. Rejecting a contract extension at Turf Moor, Egan-Reilly arrived at home without a fee, tasked with injecting reliability into Roberto De Zerbi's unpredictable lineup. As League One adapts to post-pandemic squad building, his adaptability could mirror successful transitions like that of William Saliba, who thrived after a French loan spell. Defensive anchors making marks in Toulouse and beyond. Joining the ranks of England U21 champions in France, Charlie Cresswell has solidified his reputation at Toulouse since departing Leeds United. His commanding presence, marked by exceptional strength and aerial dominance, has positioned him among League One's elite centre-backs. Cresswell's standout performances earned him a berth in UEFA's Euros team of the tournament, sparking interest from several Premier League outfits. With another strong season, potentially including stats like his 2024 average of 2.5 tackles per game, a step up to England's full squad and a lucrative transfer seem imminent, underscoring League One's role as a launchpad for defensive prospects. Lions' turbulent revival and midfield reinforcements. Lions' offseason was a roller coaster, initially facing demotion to League Two due to financial irregularities and exclusion from the Europa League, only to secure reinstatement through appeals. This chaos sets the stage for Tyler Morton, a Liverpool Academy graduate long praised internally but overshadowed by elite midfield options. Sold for approximately £15 million, the 22-year-old, fresh from England U21 Euros duty, now gains a platform to flourish in top-tier action, much like how young midfielders have revitalized clubs' post-relegation threats in leagues like Serie A. At Lyon, Morton isn't alone among English imports. He's joined by Alejandro Gomes Rodriguez and veteran Ainsley Maitland-Niles, forming a notable British trio. The teenage forward Gomes Rodriguez, technically with the reserves but already debuting for the seniors and earning a first-team number, draws parallels to compact strikers like Sergio Aguero with his robust frame and scoring instincts. His four goals in England's U17 European Championship this summer, despite an early exit, signal potential. With Alexander Lacazette's move to Saudi Arabia creating a void, and Georgian star Georges Mikautadze likely leading the line, Gomes Rodriguez could seize opportunities, especially if Lions attacking depth is tested in a packed schedule. Wing wonders igniting Strasbourg's campaign. Echoing Gomes Rodriguez's Southampton roots, Sam Amoamiyah has revitalized his path at Strasbourg, affiliated with Chelsea. After limited chances in a struggling Saints side during their Premier League nadir, the winger exploded in League One, netting twice in the closing nine matches of 2024-25 to secure Conference League qualification. This surge baffled English supporters but exemplifies how French football nurtures overlooked talents, similar to breakout stories like Michael Olise's ascent. Amoamiyah's speed and flair could propel Strasbourg further, potentially attracting bigger moves if he maintains form amid the league's increasing global appeal. Exploring the global journeys of British football talents. Discover how UK-born stars are making waves in international leagues, blending ambition with adaptability in pursuit of glory abroad. In an era where football's landscape is more interconnected than ever, British players are increasingly venturing beyond familiar shores to play abroad, seeking fresh challenges and opportunities. This trend not only enriches their careers but also brings unique stories of resilience and growth. From young prospects lighting up European pitches to seasoned defenders carving out legacies in unexpected destinations, these athletes are redefining what it means to succeed on a global stage. With recent statistics showing over 150 British professionals active in foreign leagues as of 2025, their journeys highlight the evolving dynamics of the sport. Rising British stars thriving in overseas leagues. The allure of international football continues to draw talented individuals from the UK, offering platforms for development that domestic competitions might not provide. These moves often lead to remarkable transformations, turning overlooked talents into key figures in competitive environments. Young forwards making their mark abroad. Consider the case of promising striker Evan Ferguson, who has seamlessly integrated into Brighton's setup but draws inspiration from cross-channel rivalries. At just 20, he etched his name as one of the youngest goal scorers in club annals during a thrilling 4-2 triumph against Lyon, managed by Gomes Rodriguez. It's intriguing to think how such budding friendships might evolve into intense battles across the English Channel in the coming seasons. Veteran defenders embracing new horizons in Europe. Experienced players like Eric Dier exemplify the benefits of stepping out of comfort zones, revitalizing careers through strategic relocations. Dier's path has taken him from Lisbon's vibrant scenes to London's intensity, Munich's precision, and now Monaco's scenic Mediterranean backdrop at Stade Louis II. Reviving a career that seemed stalled at Tottenham under Ange Postecoglou, he found stability at Bayern Munich, partnering effectively with former teammate Harry Kane. His departure from the Allianz Arena at the close of the 2024-25 season was met with real regret from fans, as he chose to pursue new adventures in France. Should he become a cornerstone for Monaco, especially alongside high-profile additions like Paul Pogba, an England call-up under ex-Bayern coach Thomas Tuchel isn't out of the question, particularly with England's defensive depth being tested in recent internationals. Emerging midfielders gaining ground in foreign competitions. Young talents are not just surviving but excelling in top-tier environments, contributing to national aspirations. If you're not from Wales or a supporter of Birmingham City or Rennes, the name Jordan James might not ring many bells yet. This versatile 21-year-old midfielder, with 20 caps for Wales, possesses the all-around skills to disrupt major leagues. Rennes secured his services for £4 million from Birmingham during their League One days, and he's adapted impressively, featuring in 23 League One matches in 2024-25. Reflecting on his growth, James noted how the French experience has fortified his mental and technical prowess, allowing him to dictate play more confidently despite his youth. As Wales eyes qualification for the 2026 World Cup, his form could be pivotal, especially with the team boasting a 60% win rate in recent qualifiers. Unconventional paths to European glory for defenders. Some careers take surprising turns, leading to continental success through perseverance and bold choices. Christian Burgess, barring a single championship outing in 2013, spent his English career no higher than League One. Now, he's poised for Champions League action with Union Saint-Gilloise. This towering defender from Barking has navigated a peculiar professional route, leaving Portsmouth to join Tony Bloom's project in Belgium's second division. Bloom, the architect of Brighton's ascent, propelled Union back to the elite level, and they clinched the title just 4 years later. Burgess's aerial prowess and leadership have been instrumental, positioning him as a potential icon if they pull off surprises in Europe, much like underdogs in recent tournaments who've upset giants with tactical discipline. Trailblazers in lesser-known territories. Scott McKenna's adventures add another layer to the narrative of Scottish exports. After stints on loan at Copenhagen and a year with Las Palmas, he's now with Croatian powerhouse Dinamo Zagreb for the 2025-26 campaign. He's already broken new ground as the inaugural Scot in the Croatian league, debuting against NK Osijek. McKenna expressed surprise at this milestone, hoping to honor Scotland amid a wave of Croatian talent flowing to Scottish clubs. Starting with two victories and eyeing the Europa League's league phase, he's thriving in his new Balkan setting, with defensive stats showing him averaging 2.5 interceptions per game early on. Strikers balancing club ambitions with international dreams. Even high-profile shifts to emerging leagues don't dim the prospects for global recognition. Ivan Tona's transition from the Premier League to the Saudi Pro League in 2024 hasn't diminished his England credentials. There's optimism he'll feature at the 2026 World Cup, especially after his inclusion in Thomas Tuchel's squad for recent internationals, underscoring his enduring value despite the move. Ivan Tona's rise, from European fields to Middle Eastern dominance. Discover how Ivan Tony is redefining his career in the Saudi Pro League, blending prolific scoring with team success amid a star-studded lineup. As the England international, striker adapts to life outside Europe, his performances are turning heads and fueling ambitions for greater achievements. Ivan Tona's journey beyond Europe, a unique path in football. As the sole figure on our compilation playing away from European leagues, Tony faces the challenge of delivering consistent goal-scoring displays to genuinely contend for top honors. His transition marks a fascinating shift in modern football, where talents venture to emerging markets for new opportunities. Stellar first-season achievements and future aspirations. In his debut campaign in the region, Tony notched an impressive 30 strikes in various tournaments, propelling Al Ahly to triumph in the AFC Champions League. Now, he's poised to disrupt Cristiano Ronaldo's pursuit of an inaugural Saudi Pro League crown. Backed by elite teammates like Riyad Mahrez and Franck Kessié, Tony could unlock even more accolades, especially with recent updates showing Al Ahly strengthening their squad for the 2024-2025 season, aiming to build on their continental success. This setup echoes how players like Neymar have elevated leagues outside Europe, providing Tony a platform to shine globally. HTML. British talents abroad. 32 stars to watch in 2025-26 Global Football Focus. British talents abroad. The 32 stars to watch in the 2025-26 season. The Premier League is often lauded as the most competitive league in the world, but a growing number of British footballers are choosing to hone their skills and build their careers overseas. This article spotlights 32 players, a mix of established names and exciting prospects, who are set to shine in the 2025-26 season while representing clubs across Europe and beyond. We'll cover players from various positions, leagues, and with differing levels of experience, offering a comprehensive overview of UK talent abroad. Rising stars, the next generation. These players are on the cusp of breaking through or are already making significant impacts in their respective leagues. Keep a close eye on these young British players. Jude Bellingham, Real Madrid. Already a superstar, Bellingham is expected to continue his meteoric rise, potentially leading Real Madrid to further glory. Jamal Musiala, Bayern Munich. While dual nationality, Musiala represents a significant British connection and is a key player for Bayern. Cole Palmer, Paris Saint-Germain, a dynamic attacker, Palmer's move to PSG signals a new chapter in his career. Kobbie Mainoo, Juventus, a midfield maestro in the making, Mainoo is poised to become a vital component of Juventus's squad. Archie Gray, Borussia Dortmund, Gray's technical ability and tactical awareness make him a promising addition to Dortmund's midfield. Ronnie Edwards, Lille, a solid defender, Edwards is gaining valuable experience in League One. Luis Miley, AC Milan, Miley's versatility and work rate are attracting attention in Serie A. Sam Edozi, Atalanta, Edozi's pace and dribbling skills are making him a threat in the Italian league. Established players, leading the charge. These British players have already proven their quality and are key figures for their clubs. Their performances will be crucial to their team's success in the European football landscape. Harry Kane, Bayern Munich, continuing to break records in the Bundesliga, Kane remains a prolific goalscorer. Declan Rice, Real Madrid, a commanding presence in midfield, Rice is a cornerstone of Real Madrid's team. Kieran Trippier, Barcelona, Trippier's experience and set-piece delivery are invaluable to Barcelona. Kyle Walker, Inter Milan, Walker's pace and defensive prowess make him a key asset for Inter. James Ward-Prowse, Roma, Ward-Prowse's set-piece expertise and work ethic are highly valued in Serie A. Chris Smalling, as Monaco, a reliable defender, Smalling continues to perform at a high level in League One. Jordan Henderson, Ajax, Henderson brings leadership and experience to Ajax's midfield. Fikayo Tomori, Milan, Tomori is a key player in Milan's defense. Ones to watch, potential breakout stars. These players haven't yet reached their full potential, but possess the talent to become stars in the 2025-26 season. Their development will be fascinating to follow. Carney Chukwuemeka, Villarreal, Chukwuemeka's technical ability and creativity could see him flourish in La Liga. Tino Livramento, Newcastle United, loaned to Sporting Lisbon, Livramento's pace and attacking flair are exciting to watch. Nathan Collins, Brentford, loaned to Galatasaray, Collins is a promising centre-back gaining experience in Turkey. Cameron Archer, Sheffield United, loaned to Middlesbrough, Archer's goal-scoring instincts could make him a key player for Middlesbrough. Morgan Gibbs-White, Nottingham Forest, loaned to Olympique Marseille. Gibbs-White's versatility and work rate are valuable assets. Dejaid Spence, Tottenham Hotspur, loaned to Genoa. Spence's attacking prowess could make him a standout player in Serie A. Taylor Harwood-Bellis, Manchester City, loaned to Sochaux. Harwood-Bellis is a promising centre-back developing his game in France. Hayden Roberts, Brighton and Hove Albion, loaned to FC Porto. Roberts is a versatile defender gaining experience in Portugal. League breakdown. Where are the Brits playing? Here's a quick overview of where our 32 stars are plying their trade. League. Number of players. Bundesliga, Germany, 4. La Liga, Spain, 4. Serie A, Italy, 6. League 1, France, 5. Other European leagues, 13. Benefits of playing abroad for British footballers. Choosing to play outside the Premier League offers several advantages for British players. Tactical development. Exposure to different footballing philosophies. Cultural experience. Broadening horizons and personal growth. Increased playing time. Opportunities to become a regular starter. New challenges. Stepping outside of their comfort zone. Financial opportunities. Competitive salaries in top European leagues. First-hand experience. A player's perspective. Speaking to former British player abroad, David Bentley, he emphasized the importance of adaptability. Going abroad isn't just about football. It's about learning a new language, understanding a different culture, and being resilient. It forces you to grow as a person and a player. He,